what it is.
This is
the Macho Man Randy Savage.
And this is
Hard Factor. And there is no one that does it better.
Right now, yeah.
Nobody does it better.
I ain't repeating myself. Go ahead, tell me something right now.
Yeah, and I'm living in a nightmare.
And I'm not a racist. And I'm always cheering.
Oh, yeah.
Good morning and welcome to another episode of Hard Factor. It is Tuesday, June 19th.
Damn right.
We're bringing you hard takes from our soft bodies, Monday through Thursday, 15 minutes max. Our top stories today, Wes is going to take that Donald Trump announces Space Force as the sixth military branch.
Pew, pew,
I'm
pew.
I'm going to take the Supreme Court dismissing two gerrymandering cases. Mark's going to take the World Health Organization officially declaring gaming addiction as a true disorder.
It's about time.
And yeah, about time. And Pat's going to take the segment today, Elon's World, which
Full
is
tilt.
About our favorite Bond supervillain, Elon Musk.
We're coming for that ass.
Wes, take it away.
All right. Here we go. Monday, Mr. Trump, President Trump, announced that America must have dominance in space. He is directing the Pentagon to create a sixth branch of the military, calling it Space Force.
Yes.
hold your horses, rednecks. Don't go to the recruitment center thinking you're going to be a soldier in space. Because
like
that's
Randy
not
Quaid at Independence
that's,
Day?
That's not what's happening.
Basically, up your ass, you alien asshole.
Basically, the gist of it is that he's worried about Russia and China having missiles that can take down our satellites, you know, for surveillance and intelligence, and he wants to be able to do the same thing, which I think is pretty good idea.
We don't already have that?
Yeah, well, the conspiracy theorists are lighting up the internet saying this is already a secret program that already exists.
Yeah, it's just not called Space Force.
It's not right. called Space Force.
Until today.
Yeah. So, of course, liberals are all pissed off about it because liberals have a problem with everything Trump does. A couple comments from the internet. Marnie Hunter, I wish they would send him into space for a few months. We could use a break.
Killing it, Marnie.
Another MAGA guy is Joberta Wells. I want to be a Trumponaut. Yes, sir. That's my finest aspiration. I have bone spurs, but since zero gravity in outer space won't hurt my feet. That is my ambition, to serve in space.
It might be good for him to go to space.
Yeah.
What a goal.
Yeah.
I think it could help my bone spurs.
Yeah.
They're just mad about the branding. That's some good-ass branding.
Well, yeah. What's it called again? No, Space Force. Space Force. Incredible. You could sell like all sorts of Space Force swag, like lunch boxes, outfits. Yeah. My dad works for Space Force.
Oh, it's going to be the number one Halloween costume this year.
The big difference is it's going to be the sixth branch of the military. So you have the Air Force, Army, Coast Guard, Marine Corps, Navy, and now fucking Space Force.
We're calling the Coast Guard a branch.
Look, dude, try to Google how many branches there are in the military. Nobody knows.
I was like, what's the fifth one?
Yeah, no, sometimes you'll hang out with a guy.
Whale Watchers.
Yeah. And they'll be like, oh, I'm Navy. It's like, wait, you thought you were Marines. Marines is Navy.
PETA one too?
No one knows. Coast Guard's
Mad Army. Mothers Against Drunk Driving is the sixth. Come on, Coast Guard.
Point being, these NASA guys are probably not fucking happy. NASA's not happy today.
Yeah, Trump is claiming that it's going to be great for not only jobs, but great for the psyche of our country, which I'm not really sure about that.
See, I'm a little bit upset that it's not the space alien space stuff because I thought that's what I thought when I read it.
Yeah. I want guns in space.
I thought Trump watched like Starship Troopers last night.
Casper Van Dien, bro.
Or watched the Stormy Daniels porn parody of Spaceballs, Space Nuts.
Evan Stone, bro.
Yeah. Exactly. That's what I thought was going on. And he was like,
"That's what a lot of people think." So the recruitment center is going
to
be clogged tomorrow.
To say the least.
Come on, but I bet Trump's going to do something cool with it. I mean, like honestly, like this is the good part of Trump.
He's going to have a great logo for it. I guarantee you.
Space Force is going to fucking crush, bro.
Space Force. I smell some Space Force T-shirts coming out at some point.
Yeah.
All right. Well, our next story is the Supreme Court today dismissed two gerrymandering cases, and so what gerrymandering is, for those of you that don't know. It's basically when a political party is in power, they sit around sipping scotch and redrawing district map lines like it's a game of Risk where they get to pick, you know, how the board looks.
That's the literal
definition.
So
the goal is that you basically pack as many of your enemies into as few districts as possible. and then you spread out your land like over as many districts as possible so that you get the most representatives. And so obviously, generally, it kind of favors Republicans because they have more landmass represented by their base. But when Democrats are in power, they gerrymander the fuck out of it too. So it's like
everyone gerrymanders.
Right. So but what happened today? What does it mean?
Right. Okay. So the Supreme Court today, they threw out one gerrymandering case because the alleged gerrymandering was too old. But the other one everybody's talking about is from Wisconsin. Ooh. And Chief Justice Roberts said it was voted 9-0, unanimous that they were going to dismiss this. Chief Justice John Roberts says, "The plaintiffs did not seek to show such requisite harm since, on this record, it appears that not a single plaintiff sought to prove that he or she lives in a cracked or packed district." So cracked would mean that they removed all of your party mates out of your district.
And that's bad.
Right. Packed would mean that you got, stuffed in with all the other people in your party.
Like that.
There might be another gerrymandering case coming up soon from North Carolina, but 9-0.
Sure, I'm sure that'll do well, yeah.
Right, yeah. Slam dunk. The Supreme Court's going to tell that one to fuck off, too.
9-0. Jesus Christ. Yeah, so.
But the vibe is, shit got shut down, right?
Well, hang on. Gerrymandering's not all bad. I don't know if anyone's seen a little flick called The Mighty Ducks, but if they hadn't gerrymandered and Adam Banks hadn't joined The Mighty Ducks, then you don't have a Mighty Ducks 2, you don't have a Mighty Ducks 3, and you sure as shit don't have an Anaheim's Mighty Ducks NHL team. So it's not all that bad.
That's true, but you know what? The spinoff of that is, we have to see Kenan Thompson on Saturday Night Live, which is like, get the fuck off Saturday Night Live.
He's been on there for a while.
He's not... B, we have Mighty Ducks 3.
In the Mighty Ducks?
Yeah, bro, he's Mighty Ducks 2. He's one of the street kids.
Oh,
B, we have Mighty Ducks 2. The unplausible Mighty Ducks 3, where they're the fucking in 2, they're the national junior Olympic team, and then 3, they go to prep school and can't beat the kids.
Yeah, they couldn't even make varsity.
It's bullshit.
Yeah.
You guys remember Mighty Ducks really well.
It's a great series. Isn't there another movie that has some...
Digstown. If you guys know the boxing movie, the guy who bets and he claims that the prison, Manoso Torres, is technically within the confines of the county they're fighting in, with the prison is there.
Yeah, a little bit of gerrymandering. The same thing, close.
But yeah, it's close.
If you haven't seen Digstown, go fucking watch Digstown.
So gerrymandering can set up some good movies, and I've got one quote from Fred Vicente that kind of... recaps how this usually favors Republicans. Fred says, "Trump and USA win again. Washington fake news post and liberals lose again. Poor angry liberals soiling their safe spaces, upping their drug use." Cry face laughing.
Strong takes.
Wow. They're just making small sections of, like, that's what I thought when I heard cracked and packed, little cracked up sections.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
So for those listening at home, cracked, bad, packed, good, nice. Right?
Well, no, both bad. Cracked and packed, both bad.
You got to have a winner and a loser.
I'm going to be honest. I still don't understand.
I'm going to be. I don't understand.
This
shit.
Is Mark here, and I'm going to go ahead and jump into the next topic, which is.
I've taught you nothing.
Yeah, you taught me nothing. All right, so the World Health Organization announced that gaming disorder, in quotes, this is a new disorder, is now a mental health condition, and they included it in its 11th edition of the International Classification of Diseases, the ICD, which came out on Monday. Dr. Vladimir Pozniak, who's a member of WHO's Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse.
WHO.
WHO, WHO's. Yeah. they proposed, this is the group, his substance abuse group is the one that proposed it, and he's the one championing it. Like, I think he's the only one that actually thinks this is a disorder. But he said there are three major diagnostic features or characteristics of gaming disorder. He said, number one.
Ocarina of Time.
Right. Number one is you buy Ocarina of Time. You pop that bad boy in. Number one is video gaming takes precedence over all other activities. No peripheral activities matter to you. Number two is there's impaired control of being able to stop playing video games, even as negative consequences are occurring as a result of you doing too much video game playing.
Nope.
Been there.
And then number three is the condition leads to significant distress and impairment in personal, family, social, educational, or occupational functioning. Basically, you get dumped, you get fired, you're a disgrace.
You just don't give a fuck.
You play video game. Yeah, you play video games all night, and then you're a cranky son of a bitch the next day.
It's like being an alcoholic.
Yeah, it's basically you're an addict.
You're up all night, and the next morning you're like, oh, don't leave me alone.
Yeah.
So the impact effect is real, said Dr. Obvious, and may include disturbed sleep patterns like diet problems, of course, like deficiency in physical activity.
When you order pizza only, you're going to get diet problems.
Right, but you also probably have the hot spot where they just bring it to your couch, Domino's hot spot.
yeah, but what kind of fucking addiction can be solved by turning off the power? Or like literally like, sorry, Brian, I took your system away.
Yeah, sounds like some hard parenting.
Can you drive me to Todd's then, please?
Yeah, you can parent the fuck. You can't parent away alcoholism. I know that, Dad. But you can parent away gaming.
I want to know how many of these guys that have gaming disorder are currently stuck to a couch in a basement right now, trapped by their own semen.
It's fucking bullshit.
100%.
Yeah. This is bullshit.
Can't get off the couch because they're stuck to it. but anyways, let me get to the comment points. Enough of my take on this. It's obviously a controversial thing. I don't think a lot of people believe gaming disorder is real. Some people do, but let me see a quote here. On Facebook, Albert Alvarez got on there and said, "Our son got fat in 2 weeks over winter break playing Fortnite all day every day."
Doesn't everyone get fat over winter break? Well, just doing what you're doing.
Look, they tried. He said we tried to send him
Donkey
outside.
Donkey Kong got me fat over winter break.
He wouldn't
eating
go outside.
Got me fat.
All of his friends are online, and whatever happened to riding our bikes with friends, going places that our parents wouldn't let us, and exploring the city that we live in. So he's calling out his kid for being a fat ass.
I mean, Ocarina of Time hit. We're in that sweet generation where it's like pre-Ocarina of Time, post-Ocarina of Time. Ocarina of Time was the start, and that hit when we were at that age. I put my bike the fuck down.
If you get diagnosed with gaming disorder, you're a total fucking nerd. But if Skyrim comes out with a new Elder Scrolls comes out, I'm going to have gaming disorder.
Done. Yeah. Well, now we know, guys. That poor guy's fat kid. This is Pat. I'm going to jump into our segment of today, which is going to follow our buddy Elon Musk in a segment called Elon's World. I don't know if you guys have been checking out the news today, but Tesla founder and CEO Elon Musk is on fucking tilt. So here's what happened. So Sunday night, Musk drops an email to all his employees, subject fuck, recipients to everyone, essentially saying that he found an employee somewhere in the Musk Tesla universe who'd been leaking information to third parties and changing code. And I quote Musk. Musk says, "This guy's stated motivation is that he wanted a promotion that he did not receive in light of these actions. Not promoting him was definitely not the right move. I disagree, Musk."
It was definitely the right move.
Right move.
Yeah, no. He's saying was definitely not promoting him was the right move, which is bullshit. If he had promoted him, you don't have the problem.
It's true.
That's true.
Heard. Okay. So that's Sunday night. He leaves the office. That's at 11:59. Shows up Monday morning, presumably. Fires off another company-wide email about a fire that took place in the factory between when he left and when he came back.
Was it the same guy?
Yeah, who knows? That's what I'm saying. So Monday morning, 9:38, Musk drops another company-wide email saying that there was a fire on the factory floor that was, quote, hard to explain. And then he asserted that, quote, only the paranoid survive, urging his employees to, quote,
God,
be on the alert for anything that does not benefit
the company.
Wait,
he said only the paranoid survive?
Well, so he was quoting the former CEO of Intel, I believe. Yeah.
He was quoting himself in a psychotic breakdown.
Like Lord of the Flies.
That's a Musk quote.
He was essentially saying, like, guys,
he was covered in mud, naked.
Yeah.
Predator style.
Yeah. He's grasping a pole.
His body heat from the predator.
Only the paranoid survive.
He's essentially saying, like, look, guys, I know these emails are coming fast and furious, and I know that I laid off 9% of our employees last Tuesday via a company-wide email, but someone tried to burn down the factory,
and only the paranoid survive.
Yeah.
Probably doesn't help going home and Grimes has like an entire crew of hobos in the house playing weird instruments.
I don't know if he's still with Grimes, but our boy Musk is straight up on tilt. After he dropped the email that laid off 9% of his company, that was last Tuesday and today, he's been just straight tweeting puns. Check his Twitter out. What a fucking asshole.
He needs to get to Mars quick.
He's relaxed.
He's losing it.
I mean, what's going on over there, though? Because you said, Mark, that when Musk laid off his company, his employees were championing him, being like,
"Oh yeah, yeah,
I deserved that."
That's
sir.
All yeah, over the internet.
A lot of them are.
They're like, "Thank
Musk,
you so much," but they also might have been the saboteurs. It might be like a whole hilarious thing where they're all like, "Thank you so much for firing me," and all of his employees are like, "This fucking guy, we're bringing this fucker down." Yeah, who knows? I think he's just making complaints. Because I heard he also went and said the same thing when the SpaceX thing blew up. He was like, it's probably a saboteur.
Right. Yeah, I give Musk is starting to spin. That's what I'm saying. He's starting to spin out of control. I give Musk a year.
A year to what? Die? Kill himself?
I didn't say that.
Yeah, what does he do?
All right. Anyway.
All right, that's it for the day. Some of the stories we didn't get to. Lava is still flowing in Hawaii, supposedly even faster and hotter than before. So that's not good.
Shit.
Immigrant kids are still in camps. So pat on the back to us for giving you that story yesterday. That's pretty much what everybody's talking about. Trump's threatening China again with more tariffs. Ooh. And Canada, House of Representatives, votes to legalize weed. But it still has to make it through the Senate. So it's not totally legal in Canada yet. So sorry, eh?
Send your helicopters to Hawaii.
All right, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Guitar on the end.